A couple from Bath is looking to raise $5,000 for Soldier On. Kim and Josh Sutton have set up a hike that will see Josh travel over 900 kilometers on the Bruce Trail in Ontario. The hike will begin on June 29th in Tobermory, Ontario, and finish up on July 22nd or 23rd in Niagara Falls. Soldier On is a Canadian Armed Forces program that assists with the recovery of ill and injured Canadian Armed Forces members and veterans. Kim Sutton explained why Soldier On is so important to her and her husband.
For us, a lot of it comes down to what Soldier On stands for and what the program does to help. Because they have such a focus on the physical, mental, and creative well-being of members of the military that have been either injured, that they've had different troubles, I guess, throughout it, and working on that health side of it. That definitely inspired Josh being with the military to want to raise money for it, and by doing an activity that he is working on his own physical and mental, I guess, capacity doing the Bruce Trail, it kind of tied in really well for supporting and raising money for Soldier On.
Josh Sutton is a member of the Canadian Armed Forces, as well as a member of Soldier On. His hike will cover the complete stretch of the Bruce Trail. Starting in Tobermory, Josh will hike over 900 kilometers over a 24-day period.
It's definitely a mix of a lot of different terrain. There is some soft pack. There's some tougher terrain as well. Our days are going to be looking anywhere from 30 to 45 kilometers daily as well. So yeah, it's a bit of a challenge, but it's a good time.
Josh will get a chance to resupply a couple times throughout the hike, as carrying 24 days worth of food just didn't make sense logistically.
It's going to equate to about 10 hours of walking, probably every single day for the 24 days. And we're going to be doing some resupplies throughout it, so he's not carrying food for the entire trail. We thought that was a little unrealistic, so we're going to make sure that we have some supply runs for him too.
Kim Sutton said her husband is doing a lot to prepare for his hike, but there may be some challenges he won't be able to prepare for here in this area.
Anyone that's familiar with the Kingston area, we're comparing it a bit to Rock Dunder. So that whole Tobermory section is all rocks, and that's going to be a whole challenge for him that he hasn't really done a lot of.
Josh Sutton explained why this type of hike, and this trail specifically, made sense to him for this fundraiser.
When I was younger, my father actually introduced me to the trail. That's a really short piece of it. And I always thought that later on down the road, I would like to come back and see more of the trail. And then since I've been in the military and hiking is kind of just a natural part of what we do, I just thought I would put the two together, and then why not do it for a good cause on top of it?
Other than donations, Kim Sutton is asking community members to follow their Facebook group and share the story about Josh's hike for Soldier On.
We have two different ways that we'd really appreciate support. One, obviously, is going to be donations right to Soldier On. It is directly through Soldier On, so no money goes directly through us. We want to really make sure that people understand it is 100% going to Soldier On. The other side of it is we do have a Facebook group that we've created called JK Adventures, and it's going to kind of follow the path, but we're hoping that people can share it. So if people know someone that lives along the Bruce Trail and we could find somewhere to camp, word of mouth has been very helpful with that.
The Suttons are hoping to hit their fundraising goal of $5,000. With Josh gone for 24 days hiking over 900 kilometers, he'll definitely be missed at home.
I know I'm definitely going to be a little concerned about him throughout it. Walking 10 hours a day is quite a task. He's doing a lot of training up to it, though, so I'm not as worried about him that way, but we're all going to miss him at home, that's for sure.
More information about Soldier On can be found at soldieron.ca. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.